got a little bone to pick with the programming department. Would it kill you every once in a while to play a little Fog Hat?
Oh, man, when I said I was going to go stand out in the snow at the beginning of this hour, I forgot I would have to sit through a little Fog Hat first. We are live on East Lake Avenue, and one thing I'll tell you that is very good news, when I was looking out here about a half hour ago, there was bumper-to-bumper traffic as far as the eye could see, and East Lake is empty right now. So I don't know if people have just cleared out of this part of downtown and they're clogging all the freeways and roadways outside of the city right now. But what was bumper to bumper here just a little bit ago is now wide open. The snow, I mean, it's nothing sticking. And I think they did a good job of putting down the anti-snow on the streets here, but nothing sticking. It's just kind of a light flake, wet snow that's falling right now. I'm guessing it's not below freezing because it doesn't feel that cold out here right now. But it's a mess everywhere else. And we have added traffic reports at 15 and 45. And we will talk to Kimmy Klein. So we will get you navigated through this as best we can. But I know it's a mess for an awful lot of you. But that's the story live outside. Now I'm heading back into the studio. I brought my snow disc in today. I got it in my car, but there's no snow on the ground. Nothing sticking here downtown, so I would just scrape the bottom of my snow disc if I tried to go sledding. We found the video and put up on Facebook, video of it from a few years ago when I had a snow shovel and did go sledding live during the show. So there's not enough right now to go sledding. Okay. Warmth. Back in the warmth
of the studio here. Yeah, this is nothing.
Well, here it's not.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah, but
I only care about where I am right now. I care about the tip of my nose, Ursula, and not an inch further.
Well, yeah, surprise. I heard from our listener, Nancy, over in Tacoma, and she showed me what her deck looks like. And there's a lot of snow now over there.
Yeah.
South Everett End is coming down right now.
Renton's getting hammered.
Yeah.
So we're going to go to Kimmy in just a few minutes here. And then after that, I want to take some of your phone calls, and we'll just go live to the people who are stuck out there, because you know, that's one place where I think our medium is the very, very best, and we'll just talk to you live and find out what's going on out there. There's one other story in the news today that is beyond the weather and the traffic. There's one other story that I want to make sure you know about. I do not want this to get lost in the shuffle. And believe me, we're going to keep you posted on the weather and the traffic. But this police-involved shooting at Northgate yesterday is, and I'll give the same disclaimer that I gave a couple of hours ago. And I am going to give this to you in great context and detail, because I think it is so incredibly important. Seattle police were called at about 3 a.m. yesterday, dispatched at 3:25 a.m. They couldn't figure out what was going on because it was a language barrier. They had to find a translator at 3 in the morning who could listen to the 911 call tape, and they figured out domestic violence near Northgate. Two officers responded, and I will repeat, when I was out in the snow a couple of hours ago, there was a little accident right here on East Lake, and there was a Seattle police officer who had responded, and he rolled down his window for me while Ursula was doing her 12:30 news, and I told him, I said, I just listened to the body cam audio, saw the video, and I said, God bless you guys. And I'm spotlighting this story in the midst of this major weather and traffic story. I'm spotlighting this one because it sickens me how our police officers are treated in Seattle. And, you know, as I said a couple hours ago, I'll call out bad cops. I've done it often. But I will give unwavering support to the vast majority of police officers who are not just, you know, great officers, but they do a job that you and I can't possibly imagine. And that's what these two responding officers had to do near Northgate yesterday morning.
You guys ready?
Now, as they arrive at this apartment, there's a big hole in the bottom of the door, about a foot wide. They don't know what's going on inside.
Get out!
At this point, they see a man with a large knife in his hand.
He's got a knife. He's got the pistol. Get down! Get down! Get down! Get down! Get down! Get down! Start a fire! Get fire! Get fire!
Okay, they are asking for fire medic because of what they've just witnessed.
Stay right there! Don't move! Don't move! Gonna move in and cuff him. Oh, head is cut off.
And there you hear. A woman's head had been cut off in that apartment. Her head had been cut off. That's what these officers see. 3:25 a.m. And they walk into a scene of madness that you and I couldn't possibly comprehend in our job. They got a guy with a knife. They have a woman whose head has been cut off. And now that's what they—that's what these officers have to deal with.
Let me see. Give me see. Stay there. There's one to the left. You can't clear. Do not touch that knife. Do not touch that knife. Do not touch the knife.
Okay, at this point, the man is laying down on a bed with the knife next to him.
Look away. Right. Yes. She got her head cut off. All right. Oh, yeah. We need to make sure there's one more female. So.
Okay, now they could tell from the 911 call that there was one other woman in the apartment and two little children. I saw one who looked to be maybe 2 or 3 years old being carried out in a video that a reporter tweeted out. I'm going to take a very quick time. I want you to hear all of this in context because it is so important to understand the job that our officers do. But we are also covering the other major stories of the day, and that's the weather and the traffic that has been caused by the weather. And we're adding traffic reports 15 and 45 with Kimmy Klein. Getting any better out there, Kimmy?
Oh, Dory, it is getting worse and worse. The surface streets, I hate to use the word gridlock, but it really does feel like that is happening now all over the place. Even on the freeways, our backup on Southbound I-5 through Seattle extends from Shoreline all the way past South Center towards South 200th, and then you're heavy again out of Federal Way throughout Tacoma. It's filling in around Joint Base Lewis-McChord 405. It's an absolute mess around South Center and getting through the Newcastle area. Both directions out of Bellevue are slam-packed. In fact, I checked our travel time. Bellevue to Everett takes an hour and 40 minutes. Seattle to Everett's at least 2 hours. Southbound State Route 169 at Cedar Grove Road is partially blocked by a disabled vehicle. And your travel time between Tacoma and Olympia, that's about 70 minutes in either direction. Cairo Radio Real-Time Traffic, I'm Kimmy Klein.
Oh, man. Okay, we'll hear from Kimmy again at the bottom of the hour and at 45. 2 hours from Seattle to Everett. Unbelievable. Okay, so I'll go to your calls soon here. But I do want you to hear more of this police body cam footage that SPD, look, they released this within 36 hours of the incident. Two officers, they see a woman who's been decapitated. They have a man laying on the bed with a large knife next to him. They're trying to figure out where the other woman and the two little children are. They don't know if they're alive or dead.
I don't understand what he's saying. We need to make sure there's another. Okay. Hey! Don't do it! We will shoot you! Do not move for the knife! Do not touch the knife! We will shoot you!
Okay, they can't go up and cuff the guy because he'll grab the knife and kill him. He's already cut off a woman's head. And they can't understand what he's saying. He can't understand what they're saying. This is the nightmare that our officers have to live.
Do not touch the knife. We police you. Do not touch the knife. Stop. Don't. Please don't. We will shoot you.
They're begging him. And at this point, the man is now getting, he was laying on the bed. Now he's gotten up on his knees, kind of has his hands up. The knife is right next to him. It is still an imminent threat to these officers.
Shit,
okay, now the guy is up, standing on the bed, and he has dropped his, he had his hands up for a while, now he's dropped his hands by his side, he can grab the knife, he could lunge at them. My guess, the bed is probably 12 to 15 feet from the officers, that is a kill zone if you have a knife in your hands. He's reaching for the knife. They're telling him not to.
Get down! The ground!
Get down on the ground! Get down on the ground! Get down on the ground! Get ready to go. Get ready to go.
I'm going to holster it. You hear one officer said, I'm going to holster it. Get ready to go. They're still thinking about how can we tackle him? How can we get him down? How can we not shoot this guy? How can we not shoot this guy? That's what they're trying to figure out this whole time that you're listening. And then the guy at this point picks up the knife and begins to make a move towards the officers.
He's got the knife. Get down on the...
You got the knife again? Dude, don't do it.
Okay, I'm going to cut it off right there. And then they had to open fire and kill the guy. This is the kind of situation where we have citizen initiatives that want to criminalize much of cops' behavior. We have a city councilwoman, Shama Sawant, who calls cops who've been exonerated in previous shootings murderers. As irresponsible and reckless as a politician can get. Shama Sawant is a very dangerous human being when she tries to rile up the masses against cops. And these guys tried, you heard it, they tried, they begged the guy to not do what would lead to him getting shot and killed. That's what our cops have to deal with. So when you hear local politicians who tell us how horrible, I mean, and Shama Sawant's Marxist Party, in writing, I read it to you several weeks ago, in writing, they want to tear down society and then have a police force in their Marxist image. And this is the kind of, you know, these were two men, but these are the men and women who get crucified on a regular basis by the citizen activists, by the politicians, by the people who have zero sense of appreciation and gratitude for the job they do. As I said a couple of hours ago, Shama Sawant hasn't done one thing meaningful in her life. Not one thing. And she sits and demonizes our police officers who have to figure out how to keep themselves alive, how to deal with the horribly graphic murder scene that they've come upon. They have to deal with a guy with a huge knife. They're trying to figure out where two little children are in that apartment. And I will repeat one other point. Do we know the citizenship status of this guy with the knife? No, we're not allowed to ask. I can't ask the question even because we're sanctuary. Jenny, Dow, Jay, they tell us about all the wondrous benefits of being a sanctuary city, county, state. They tell me that I can't even ask the question about if sanctuary has led to more crime, because an absence of information means that nobody can criticize, because nobody has any information, nobody has any data. God bless these cops and the job they do. And I don't use the kind of language that actually popped into my head for a second there about what to do with the politicians and the people in our society who demonize cops every moment, every chance they get. But God probably should not bless them on this particular issue. So there you go. I wanted to give that to you in full context. I know this is a very busy news afternoon in other ways, but this is a story so important, I just cannot ignore it. And I gave you as much context. You could hear the absolute nightmarish hell these two officers went through yesterday morning near Northgate. Here's what we're going to do. I'm going to open up the phone lines. I'll do it in a few minutes. We're going to go to news, and then we'll do traffic. And then I want to find out what's going on out on the roadways and all around the region. So I'll give you the phone number right after the bottom of the hour, and we'll hear from you. You'll give us our best traffic coverage because you're out stuck in it. So all that straight ahead as the Dory Monson Show rolls on. So did Kimmy Klein just say that this is a historically bad commute?
Yeah, she said it may go down as one of the historically worst commutes. I kind of had that feeling it would be. It's a Friday afternoon.
I'm starting to waver in my childlike glee over this snowstorm all of a sudden.
I know. I'm hearing from so many people who are texting me saying, oh my gosh, this was canceled, and this, and I was supposed to do this sporting event, and everything's being canceled.
Oh, you know, it's messed up. Oh, let me give the phone numbers here real quick.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
888-973-CHIRO. Because if you're out stuck in this, where you are, how bad it is, we want to hear from you.
Right, and you got to talk to Caitlin, who I just put on hold because
okay.
It's shocking.
Okay, I want you to call in if you're out stuck in this. But only if you got Bluetooth, and preferably if you're a passenger.
Well, apparently they're not going anywhere anyway.
Exactly.
Jeez. Oh, man. Okay, so give us a call, 888-973-CHIRO. What I'm starting to say is high school basketball postseason is really messed up.
Oh.
Because there are a lot of tournament games that were supposed to be played Monday and Tuesday, but schools were closed. So you can't play if school's closed. And there's all kinds of tournaments, district tournaments that were supposed to be tonight and tomorrow. And they're not allowed to play on Sundays.
And I told you about the fundraising event that had to be totally canceled. Michelle Obama was supposed to speak down at the Tacoma Dome. That was canceled.
Yeah. Oh, so it's nasty out there. So give me a call. Let me know how it is where you are. Okay, so Nicole said I got to talk to Caitlin in Magnolia. Caitlin, what's going on?
Well, not in Magnolia anymore. I left at 12:30. Currently sitting at the light where the Triangle Pub is.
Okay.
From Magnolia?
Left at 12:30.
Okay. Right.
The light on First Avenue at First in Virginia was out. So it was like a blinking red light.
Okay.
But because I'm trying to get to West Seattle, I don't have the viaduct anymore. And so the only way to get in the tunnel for Magnolia is to go over Queen Anne, which is all closed down anyway because it's like frozen cobblestone. And if I drive over Mercer, I'm driving into the middle of Amazon, thus reinforcing my anti-tunnel vote. I just want to put that out there. And it's like there's no awareness with like getting people moving. Everybody was still street parking along First Avenue, and then people are, I just don't even get it. My frustration level at this point isn't even existing, because I knew when I left, like, oh, there's going to be a little bit of traffic.
Yeah.
I've been in the car for 2 hours, and I just now am getting to the stadium, legitimately.
You're like, kidding me.
To West Seattle.
From West Seattle? No,
I'm really serious. Oh, no. And, like, not... It's not like, I just can't, Thank God I had half a bag of chips and a water bottle. And like,
how are you doing for gas? How's your gas?
Well, I filled up my gas tank last night on purpose because I knew like there was the chance and like I didn't want to have to go to the gas station. But I'll tell you what, the people that are out tonight and the people that go out tomorrow because they can't drive anywhere,
yeah,
be so nice to the bartenders and the people that work in restaurants that still go to work to serve you because you can't get anywhere. Because I've almost pulled over like 4 or 5 times just to have a beer because there's nothing else to do.
But you can't get back behind the wheel after you're drinking, Caitlin. And the way you're talking,
she might have time to sober up.
The way you're talking, you're not going to have just one. I can tell that right now.
Oh my gosh, I love the like all the stories that people have, and like I went to the grocery store yesterday, and I walked in, and I'm like, I don't even know why I came here. I think I just came because I felt like everybody else was going to the grocery store, so I'm going to go to the grocery store. And people were, like, panic buying. Like, my boyfriend walks up with the cart. He did the hot lap. I'm like, you bought Oreos and a case of beer. We legitimately have been standing in Safeway so you can have Oreos and a case of beer. He's like, well, everybody. And I look around, and people are legitimately, like, panic buying food. Anything. Because they cannot function when it snows.
Oh,
and I can tell
man.
You, just being on First Avenue, I'm at King 5, there's
yeah.
no snow on the ground. It's totally wet. It's totally safe.
It's
there's
fine.
No,
okay.
It's totally bare and wet downtown at the stadium.
Oh, this is quite a harrowing tale you are weaving for us, Caitlin.
It's the same tale that always happens when they say it snows, though.
Yeah.
Everybody panics. Everybody freaks out.
Well, let me ask you, why do you have to go to West Seattle? What's so important in West Seattle that you had to go there from Magnolia?
I live in West Seattle. I went to work this morning in Magnolia. I do childcare
okay.
and left at 12:30 right when it started snowing. And the parents were totally fine. They said, yep, great, because the kids got out early, got in the car at 12:30, went down the Magnolia Bridge. It was great, a little bit of traffic.
Right.
I'm just now passing King 5.
Okay. Caitlin, I want you to hang in there, okay?
Oh, there's nothing else to do, Dory.
Okay.
So, you know? Hanging it in.
Thanks for calling, Caitlin.
See ya.
She's awesome.
That was fun.
Okay, that opens up a line for you at 888-973 Cairo. Donnie is in North Bend. Hey, Donnie.
Hey, how's it going, Dory?
I think it's better in the studio than out there.
I don't know. I have fun driving in the snow, Dory.
Good for you. That's the right attitude to have. Is it?
Oh, yeah. I left work in Renton at 1:30, and I'm almost to Preston.
Okay, so you're moving okay then. Kind
it's
of okay.
Not too bad.
Okay. Where are you? On I-90?
Oh, yeah. I'm on I-90. There's slush all over the road. People are given some respectable distance. So
why is
we're going about 35 miles an hour. And
why is there gridlock
the
everywhere if there's no accumulation on the roads? I can't figure this out. This is crazy. Okay. All right. You stay safe, Donnie, okay? Okay. Let's go to Ian, who's calling from, I don't know where Ian is. Hey, Ian, what's going on? Oh, you're on I-92.
Yes, Nori. I just got turned around. I was trying to get on Highway 18, and I sat in the line for 20 minutes, got onto the exit ramp to find out that they just closed 18 West, and so now I'm actually headed up the hill where I don't want to go because there's nowhere else I can go.
Wait, is that confirmed that 18 West has been closed? Do we know that, Ursula? I hadn't heard that before.
No, but we're going to hear from
Yeah, they've got a
Kenny
sheriff
in a
park in front of the road there.
Oh, my goodness gracious. You know what? This sounds like a failure of leadership around here. That we, I mean, if this could have been predicted, if, you know, we had people who could maybe have some cops at intersections and do some things that could get things moving a little bit better. This, I can't believe what I'm hearing from everybody here. This is craziness.
Yeah, Dory, I grew up in Michigan, and I have never in my life seen a region shut down over 3 inches of snow until I moved here.
Oh, no, no. We're the worst at dealing with snow because it's infrequent and a lot of people have, you know, they go into a panic mode. But, yeah, this is bad. All right, Ian, I'm glad you called. Thank you very much. It opens up a line for you at 888-978-973, Cairo. 888-973-5476. I am going to take the briefest of pauses here, and then we're just going to roll with your phone calls through the rest of my hour with you. And then Candy, Mike, and Todd will come along after me and try to help you through this. So give me a call. I'll go right back to your phone calls, 888-973-CHIRO, as the Dory Monson Show rolls on.
And down the stretch we come. What a week, what a show, what a show, what a week.
Weather and traffic, the two big stories of the day, and we are tapping into you for our expertise on what's going on out there on the road. So lines are jammed. Let me get to as many of these calls as I possibly can here. Let's go to Josh, who's trying to get from Redmond to Renton. Hey, Josh, what's going on out there?
Hey, Dory, how's it going on? Can you hear me?
Wonderful. Loud and clear.
Dory, traffic's a nightmare out there. It's ridiculous. I left at 1 o'clock to try to get to Renton on time at 2, and I got on I-90 at 150th Street, and it took me 45 minutes just to get to the 405 interchange. It's a nightmare.
How long should it take you to get from Redmond to Renton?
20 minutes, 23 minutes if there's a little bit of traffic.
And
do it every day.
And you're nearly 2 hours into this?
Yeah, and I'm an hour late for work, and I'm just around the corner, and Logan Avenue is terrible right now on Renton. And, George, answer me this. Why is it anytime something other than rain falls from the sky, people just lose their minds around here?
I don't know, and I will repeat, I wonder about leadership. I don't know if there's anything that, you know, DOT, FDOT, you know, the cops or politics. I don't know if there's anything more that they could have done, but this is insane that this has caused this level of gridlock for everybody. It's really awful.
It's only going to get worse today. And I mean, give credit where credit's due. I think the guys that are driving the trucks out there and putting sand down and putting salt down.
Yep.
I'm sure they're doing a great job. But I think you're right. It's the problem starts right at the top.
Yeah. All right. Well, hang in there, Josh. I appreciate you calling in. Thank you, man. Oh, I don't know what you started to say there. I accidentally hung up on him. Let's go to Amanda on the west side of the Sound in Bremerton. Hey, Amanda.
Hey, how are you?
Wonderful. What's going on?
I left the Walmart in Bremerton at 1, and I'm barely just now getting off at the Tremont exit in Fort Orchard. So almost 2 hours.
And how long does that normally take?
That can take probably like 15, 20 minutes on a good day.
Really? So on the west side of the Sound, it's gridlocked everywhere too.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty bad over here. This is like Friday night commute from Seattle area. Like that's what you can compare it to.
And so. You go over to Kitsap County to get away from all of our nonsense over here, don't you?
Yeah. I actually just moved over here from Seattle because of that. So
it'll be better in days to come. Okay. Well, thanks for calling in, Amanda.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. You know, I told you earlier, Nicole, I got a little over a quarter tank. I went to the gas station this morning, and it was 10 cars deep. And I thought, I'll be fine.
Well, I'll probably be right alongside you going that direction. So
jeez.
You break down, I'll pick you up.
This is crazy. Stan is on I-90. Hey, Stan, what do you see?
Hey, Dory, I'm trying to make it from North Bend to Black Diamond. And it was funny because Tracy was given the traffic report just about as I was to hit the line to get on 18, to head westbound on 18. And she said eastbound had been closed. And I was sitting there going, do I go to Issaquah or do I try to get off? And do I go to Issaquah or do I try to get off? And then I said, okay, heck with that. I'll just go to Issaquah and take Hobart Issaquah Road.
Yeah.
And I just heard that your one caller say, they just closed eastbound 18, or westbound 18. And I'm like, yes, okay, good. I went the right way.
Jeez. But is it just gridlock for you too then?
You know what? It was for a little bit. I don't know if you remember it, but as you're coming westbound on 90 in between North Bend and Preston, there's that little incline kind of coming up toward the Preston exit.
Okay.
And, of course, everybody lost their mind on that. You know, it might as well have been trying to get up Queen Anne Hill or something, the way people were going.
I think anybody who skids – I'm going to propose a bill in Olympia. Anybody who skids out in this should lose their driver's license.
At least for a year.
Exactly.
Or, no, during
I feel
the
like
wintertime.
They
lose it during the wintertime. The wintertime privileges are gone.
Stan, thank you.
Hey,
I'm glad you called.
Let me say something really quick.
Yeah, yeah.
Full disclosure, I own my own company, and my wife told me to get off my butt today and make sure I go in early so I don't get stuck. honey, you were right. I'm stuck, and it's all my fault.
thank you, Stan.
Always listen to the women.
Oh, man. This is Dawn in trying to get from Shoreline to West Seattle. What's that travel like, Dawn?
Oh, Dory, it's been a disaster. I finally just got here to West Seattle, but I got to tell you, going through the, we'll call it the Bertha tube.
Yes.
Or
the Dory hole is also acceptable.
Yes, the Dory hole. I literally was sitting in there for probably about 15 minutes, and I got to tell you, right in the middle, it just stinks in there, and you can barely breathe, and your eyes start watering. It's a disaster.
I've been hearing that from everybody all week. It's so 3 hours from Shoreline to West Seattle?
Yep, three hours
goodness.
From Shoreline to West Seattle, and I got to say, everybody's trying to run the I-5, so I figured I'd just take 99
because
it's the big solution that the city...
All right. Hey, it's good to hear from you. I got to run because my time is through here, but thank you very much. And thanks for all the calls. Thanks for another great week on the show. We broke format because we wanted to hear from you. And Candy, Mike, and Todd will keep you going through the afternoon commute. I'm going to see how long it takes me to get up north
right now. Have fun this weekend. Get excited.
Yes, but I'm still loving the snow, believe it or not. Kimmy Klein has a traffic report for us, Kimmy. Go ahead.